To a brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, as I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. This week, we present to you the art of character design, presented by Francis from Faw Arts, and that's FAW-ERTS. And not only that, that being said, I want to say that this episode marks the final episode for the whole, not just the whole Nerd Squat / Main Street Comic Con series, but the final episode in the Nerd Squat / Main Street Comic Con panel series that we're doing, that kind of started at the whole series kind of started at the beginning of October, and it ends pretty much this week. Now, let me just say a few disclosures in regards to this. Yes, it right now it's going to sound like I'm padding the episode, because one, this is going to be, or this episode marks our shortest panel episode ever, and I say that because, like most of the panels that were at Nerd Squat / Main Street Comic Con, they were more kind of display type panels, meaning for those who've been to panels at a convention or a show before, know that most of the times those panels are audio, meaning that you have somebody talking. They're, I almost said presentations, but all panels are presentations anyway. But these panels, that most of the panels at this event were mostly visual instead of audio. Out of the four panels, and that's including this one we're presenting to all of you today, were visual-based, more so visual-based than audio-based. And also, that being said, we're not taking anything away from Francis, but the overall length of this panel was maybe about 20-25 minutes tops, but with her kind of demonstrating things and cutting a few things out of her own panel, which relied on a heavier audience, and dead air in regards to everything, I had everything was cut down to maybe about 15 minutes. So therefore, again, right now, if it seems like I am padding the runtime, yes, I am. But the other thing I want to tell all of you is that Frances came off but she came off very soft-spoken. Again, not taking away from her, but as somebody who deals in audio, in most cases, that's kind of tough to deal with. For a number of facts, especially at this event. Let me explain even further. To use one of my favorite words on this show that I've used many, 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 many times in the years past, for context. For those of you who, and again, this is mostly for those who've never been to a convention panel, or a panel at a convention show, etc., etc., etc. For those of us who have, to let all of you know that haven't, panels usually held in a conference room or a small ballroom or, so forth and so on. And a lot of these rooms and conference rooms and small ballrooms and the whatnot, they have average height ceilings to them. Where these panels were held, the ceilings were very, very high. So a lot of the sound, not only that, the room was larger than normally panels are in. And that's two of the problems we had show-wise trying to mic this this event. And therefore, the sound, whatever sound was there, was lost. It tended to get drowned out, especially someone like Francis, who is soft-spoken. What most people don't realize, you have to project, and that's kind of hard to do. Maybe one of the things that we will look into from a show standpoint is maybe a PA, a small little PA speaker that we could hook, because we have that ability with our soundboard to hook to kind of that small little speaker, that bass speaker, and that way if somebody who is very soft-spoken, we can not only have a mic on them, but have a mic on the speaker. That way, well, kill two birds with one stone. And not to mention, what most people who've been to panels before notice, that especially the ones that are mostly audio, know that there's usually either a podium, or if there's more than one speaker, but more often than not, there's usually a 6 to 8 foot table where the panelists are, or the presenter is, excuse me, is behind. Therefore, it's easy for someone like myself or the sound person to set up equipment and do things. But again, this was no such luck. I don't think the people who put on the event been to an event. They wanted to try, so they didn't really consult. They didn't have a Matt Burns, so to speak, to kind of guide them into some of the do's or do nots. And I'm not knocking Matt Burns at all in regards to that, but that being said, and not to mention there was a big bay window in the front, which you might hear some car traffic or truck traffic. Regards to everything, but again, this is our last panel. I hope you enjoy it. So I'm going to step back, and I'll see you all on the other side. Here is the Art of Character Design.
Hello, welcome to the Art of Character Design with Fall Arts. I am Francis Welty. I am the founder of Fall Arts. Little bit info about me. I have been drawing for about 20 years now. I went to Washington County Technical High School in Hagerstown, Maryland, under the Computer Game Design and Animation program. It is through that program that I have discovered what a character designer is, and found that I myself have a passion for it. I created my first original character back in 2010 for a video game that ended up becoming scrapped due to that. And since then, I've created over 100 characters for D&D, my own video game in progress, and the comic I am also in progress of working for. So what is a character designer? A character designer, and that is on me, creates an entire concept and concept artwork characters from scratch. Sometimes me and my thing of not making notes. This also looks into the character's personality. Each designer has their own process. Sometimes they can go straight from a sketch to a final piece. Like, I'm going to use different shows to show even.
Oh yes, Avatar, my favorite. I think I binge watched that show like 50 times on Netflix, and I didn't binge watch it on Amazon Prime, because you gotta get the Nick thing.
Yeah.
But then when The Legend of Korra came on Netflix, I think I binge watched that like a total of 10 times.
But anyway, we all know Aang.
I love that show.
Originally, it was gonna sit more on sci-fi then.
Ooh,
medieval.
I love that.
And Gravity Falls,
I love Gravity Falls.
Their design was Now, if Ford looked like that, I don't know if he would have been my favorite character.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
Going to video games themselves, Dorian Powers from Dragon Age Inquisition would have ended up concepts. Oh, come on. Concepts like that. You're not gonna lie, I like some of those concepts myself. And I'm even going to sit here and show you some of my own artwork from my own series, from Inner Demons and Tikanina.
Yeah.
Back in 2010, so I do admit they are cringe-worthy artworks.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though. I'm not gonna lie. Better than what I can draw. I can draw
now
stick
there's
figures.
The original.
I can draw stick figures, and that's it. And even then, they look like crap. Yeah, me in art school and high school, when they made me take art, I barely ought to see in that class. Yeah, me and art don't go well together.
Now, what the process of character designing? The concept, the idea, just everything. The sketches from headshots to clothing designs, and even to the final design. Now, the concept, this character itself is my own D&D character from a different campaign. You got the gender, their age, the body type, what time period it's in, their role, are they a hero, villain, a support character, their alignment, are they neutral good, neutral evil, stuff like that. Stereotypes, are they the masculine jock or the scrawny nerd? Accessories, do they have something valuable they constantly are seen wearing? And then to the sketches, I have it broken down in headshots and body types. Now the headshots you'll see are actually from characters of, again, from my series Tikanina, and the different headshots. More that I didn't know if I was going to have any males, females I was going to have. Outfits, I had a rough idea, but I changed between the different outfits and whatnot. And the final design, this was done in 2017. And then I did another one in 2018. Okay.
One more time.
Probably gonna skip this part because this was just gonna be a audience interaction of designing a character.
I'm here.
You wanna design a character?
Sure!
Alrighty. Okay. I made a base the few night before.
That's an alien.
Probably gonna lose me a little bit, but alrighty. I actually have no idea here.
Me neither. I'm drawing a blank. You should draw a spiky hair.
Shoot. I forgot I was doing something with this earlier, so. We're good.
Ew.
Not the brush I wanted. Again, I forgot I was doing something. Ew, that is not how I wanted to do that either. We're gonna go anime spiky like. That is not anime spiky. Who's that?
That's not half bad. Not real.
Going anime. What type of anime outfit do you think they should wear?
Dragon Ball Z.
We're good. Give me a sec. It's been a while since I've seen Dragon Ball Z. So I'm gonna do this based surely on what I can remember. I've actually not seen Attack on Titans yet.
Really?
No.
That's a lot of stuff. Well, you have a sword, so you might as well do some Inuyasha.
No, that I've been watching.
I mean, you have a sword.
Inuyasha, I do remember that one I was watching, so I do remember how.
I love that show. I felt so bad when it got canceled.
Hey, I'm waiting for the sequel.
Honestly, for a quick jolly, that's actually pretty good.
For something quick, I mean. Now, refund would take too long, but a couple of erases always works.
If you're just drawing a rough sketch for a blueprint, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting there working on the rough sketches of my second D&D campaign characters. There we go.
Ooh, I like that. Yes.
Alrighty. And then Q&A.
So, let me ask you this. How do you come up with an idea? Like how do you, like what pops in your head? Do you, like, see something on TV? Or do you see something, like maybe something, like, at a store, like a tour or something? Like, ooh, this will look cool by, like, this. Or this will look cool by, like, this. Like, how do you get an idea for something new? Or does it just pop in your head and say, like, I should do this and I should do that?
A little bit of A and B. I could be watching something like, I like that outfit if I revamp it for a character like this, or sometimes there is a app I have called Artie Games by a YouTuber named Jazza. He does props, so sometimes I'll be messing around and I'll be messing with the props and the random stuff, and sometimes I get something that's like, oh, this sounds interesting. So in the summer of 2011, I just was creating characters for no reason. It was like, create character. Like, ooh, I could turn this into that. And I did Inktober the last couple of years, and there I've even created characters out of random. It's like, okay, I'm gonna add these into my works.
And what's your process for making a character?
I can vary between.
Do you just sometimes just get out an image and draw the whole thing? Or do something just sketch like an outline or rough sketch of like something that doesn't look like anything? But then you're like, oh wait, if I add this and this, it would look like something totally different.
Sometimes it's like I have an idea where it's like, okay, I need to create a character like this. I'll sit down and sketch different ideas, or sometimes I see a pose, I was like, I can see this type of character like this and use that pose as a sketch of.
And do you normally draw your sketches first on pencil?
Yes.
So you can erase it?
Yeah, I always draw. Not actually all the time. I actually did Inner Demons actually on my iPad. And that just started off with me messing around and just working on trying to get understanding how to use Procreate, and originally started as her headshot, and then I just progressed it from there.
Now, I want you to talk a little bit about your business and what the process of what you do making your prints.
Fall Arts is
okay. See, this is good because I'm trying to help you promote your stuff and you talk about your business. So I think what you do is fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, George does similar, but he does fun art and stuff. So I know how hard it is to create something and the time it takes. And I know why you guys charge what you guys charge. And some people are like, oh, that's so expensive. But if you realize what they took the time to do it, how much time it takes to actually do it, it's not all about how much it's not all about the materials they use. It's like the time it took to do this. Like, it takes a lot of time. So it kind of makes me mad when some people oh, $15 for a print, I think that's a little too pricey. I'm like, do you realize how much time it took to do this? It took him days to do this.
Alrighty.
So please talk a little bit about what you do in your business.
Fall Arts is a fantasy and D&D comic illustrator. Well, I'm a fantasy and D&D comic illustrator. I create comics, coloring pages, illustrations. I'm in the process of working on a mobile game. It's just on pause right now. But I originally started as the collaborators with another artist who had gone to another business, and we ended up, with her going copyright, we ended up having to separate. But I've been creating, the D&D comics are just my practice for comic design and everything, but they are fun to do. Because I get to illustrate sometimes our funny things that happen in our D&D sessions, or in the illustration sometimes. It just helps me to be like, okay, I want this scene to come up later on in the series. I've been conning since 2013 for Washington County Free Libraries Comic-Con in Hagerstown.
Yeah, George and Penn and American Designs does that too. if you know George.
Yeah.
So.
He does it. I haven't seen him there.
He did it, I think, twice.
Ah.
But not recently.
Okay.
So.
That's probably why I haven't, because I just met him at Harrisburg last year.
Yeah.
But. So. 2019, I did go up to Harrisburg, and that was my first official big con of.
So that's like the biggest con you've done so far?
That I've done, yes.
And like I said, I don't know about your work schedule, but you might be wanting to check out Ocean City Con if you ever get a chance. It's like a 2-day con in December.
Yeah.
Which all prices aren't bad. A lot of vendors. George made like $500 for 2 days. I mean, you get a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
They go there. It might be something worth checking out.
Yeah, I have to see with my work schedule.
And how do you, I know how George does it, but how do you base your prices on your price?
I just make it a sum $5. I print everything.
Yeah, because George does it by how much he costs to print it, how much time he took, how hard was it to draw.
Yeah.
He'll put it on social media. Like say I made a new print and depending on how much people like it, like or give comments and feedback, that's how much the price is. Like if it's a good print and he got a good feedback, he might put it a little bit cheaper so it can sell easier. So how do you base your prints off your prices on your prints?
I'm really bad at pricing, so I tend to just do flat sum of $5 for all my prints. And I haven't quite worked on commission prices yet, because...
I mean, if you really want to do commissions, you talk to George. You know, he'll put you in the right direction about doing commissions. So, I know you're new to this whole
thing. Yeah.
But I mean, George can put you in the right directions for anything, so...
Welcome back, everyone. That was The Art of Character Design, presented by Francis from Faw Arts. I hope you enjoyed the panel. I know it probably wasn't the greatest of panels, but still, we are very grateful that she allowed us to record the panel and present her panel to all of you. For those of you who are wondering, why do we record panels? One, it's a great content for us to present to all of you. That's number one. Number two, it allows the presenter to gain potentially a wider audience than might be at the show, which means that if there is like only one or two people in their audience at the event, and if we are able to reach another 15, 20, 25 or more people in regards to our show, that means they get a wider audience. Another reason why we enjoy doing this, and if we are allowed to do this, it allows the people who put on the event to kind of brag to many others in regards to, hey, these are one of the panels or some of the panels that we had at our event. So that's that. So to kind of move things along, again, if you have any questions, comments, or remarks, please send them to us either at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or kind of put the comments on our the pin post on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. And just while you're there, don't forget to hit that like button. And if you like what you see in regards to the post-wise, hit that like button, because that tells Facebook algorithms that we are doing a good job and that you want to see more content from us. So that's that. What else? There. Expect... depending on when you hear this, we might have a few new videos up, at least one or two more videos up on both our YouTube channel and our Facebook page this week. So please visit our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. Speaking of YouTube channel, I'll also mention here too, if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please head on over to YouTube and in the search box, put in the Long Coat Mafia podcast, and we will come up right as soon as you hit that search button saying that's what you want to search for. We are the first and only channel that comes up. Please do not click on anything else, just our channel. And if you like the videos that might be on our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button. And if you love the videos, hit the like button. And if you have any questions, comments, or smart remarks in regards to our videos, we'll be happy to hear from you. We have a couple of new comments on our YouTube video. I'm going to probably save those for when we could get Big Candy in kind of in studio in some way, shape, or form. Now that we have the internet back at our safe house. So depending on things and depending on what kind of deals we could work out with one or two of the businesses in the area, we might have either a Skype call from Big Candy, or we might have a quote unquote in studio recording from him. So that's that. So that's our Facebook page and our YouTube page. But also, folks, we do recommend you liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube page, because I have a tendency to put exclusive videos on either Facebook or on YouTube, because sometimes Facebook loves certain types of videos, or say Facebook hates certain types of videos, and YouTube loves them. Meaning Facebook usually loves the 5 minutes or less type videos, while YouTube loves the longer form, or meaning the 5 minutes or more, preferably the 10-minute or more type of videos. So sometimes, even though I don't mind putting the 5 minutes or less videos up on YouTube, but there are videos that are I would like to put up on YouTube, but I can't, due to the fact that as soon as I upload them, or while I'm uploading, I get a message from YouTube saying your video has been flagged for content. It's been copyright claimed. It's not a strike and all that jazz. So I tend to put those types of videos on Facebook to kind of avoid certain things. So there's that. Now, you could also contact us by Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Long Coat Mafia, so you could follow us there and interact with us there. Now that I have internet back at the safe house, I should be posting up. I will try to be posting up more on Twitter. We also have an Instagram account where we tend to post up photos and memes and other things in regards to where we've been, what we're up to, and so forth and so on. We might try to put up a video or two up on Instagram, just for the sake of gaining a wider audience. And we've been seeing some videos on Instagram that have been longer than a minute, or in some cases longer than 10 minutes. So we're going to see what happens there. So in regards to Instagram, our Instagram handle is Long Coat Mafia. So while you're there, hit that follow button. And if you like some of the photos we tend to put up, hit that heart button. And if you want, leave a comment down there too. So we try to be active as much as we can on Instagram, so there's that. Now that we have our internet back, we might be streaming a little bit more on either Twitch, or if we ever feel so inclined, either on YouTube or on Facebook gaming side of things. So we have to decide. I know we got a few decent new content for our system, so we might do some streaming some way, shape, or form in regards to that. So who knows? Who knows what's going to go on, and who knows what's in the hearts of men? What else? Our Twitch channel. Our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/ Longcoat Mafia PD. When we do decide to Twitch or stream our games, we will let you know, hopefully. Sometimes we just stream for the hell of it and we don't tell anybody. But so if you want to yell at us about that, you're more than welcome to do so. We do I'm thinking on doing some couple of projects for our TikTok channel. Our TikTok channel is LCM Pod, I believe. Everything, all our information is in the description down below, and which are all clickable, including the links for Fall Arts, can be found at our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. Now, I must tell you the following, just in case you might not realize this, and for those new folks at home, the Longcoat Mafia is all one word, and the word the is part of the website name. So please head on over to a website that is in dire need of updating. In some regards. So the website is the longcoatmafia.podbean.com. Even though it does need updating, and I must update it regards to certain things, I want to say you're able to find all our episodes. That's right, all 280 some odd episodes are found there. You could stream them from the website or download them and listen to them on your player of choice or at your leisure, whatever you so choose. Not to mention, you could put them on a thumb drive and, in essence, take them from your work to listen at home or vice versa. Not to mention, if you are listening to us on a desktop or laptop computer, not only can you listen to us on from our website, you can listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts / iTunes. What else? I'm forgetting something. Let's see, Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah, I got all that. We are, if you choose to listen to us on a mobile device, we are on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music. Hold on, let me check one thing. Let's see if this week we are on Google Podcasts because, well, as some of you who've been following us know that we've been having several issues in regards to our show being on Google Podcasts. We're bringing up the app now. Let's see if it is on. Well, it's taking its sweet time to load. What is search? The Longcoat Mafia. And search. Well, guess what? We're not on this week. We were on last week. When I last checked, we were on. I guess when I get done with this episode, I'm going to have to check to see if we are still on. Because, well, we were on when I last checked, and I got the email from Google Podcasts. They said, well, we corrected the problem. Apparently, it was only for 24 hours. So, that being said, we don't know what's going on with Google Podcasts in regards to that. So stick with Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And you know what, folks? If you're listening to us on your desktop or laptop, bookmark our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And that way, just in case one of the major hubs does a Google and kind of misplaces our podcasts again. Google, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Therefore, you have a place to go to actually pick up our latest episodes. Or, if you're on the mobile side, downloading the Podbean app. And that way you have it back and subscribe to us on the Podbean app. And that way you're still able to get our current episodes when they drop. I think our Podbean app, the Podbean app will allow you to go back to the very first episodes. Therefore, you can hear all the cringeworthy episodes we did like 5 years ago and so forth and so on, all the way up to this episode and upcoming episodes. And speaking of upcoming episodes, depending on as we are in the process of trying to get back on track, pandemic excluded, expect the next series of kind of retrospective. Yes, I know you all hate them, but the retrospectives are kind of returning, but it's going to be a kind of a self retrospective, meaning we're going to look at our own episodes for that, and we have a series in mind. And a lot of you who have been a long time listener can thank Earl for this idea, and some of you know who I'm talking about in regards to Earl. So that being said, I am going to head on off. I'm going to time to encode this episode into this proper format and upload it for all of you to enjoy. And aren't you glad I didn't say this is going to be a short episode this week? Now, well, that's about it for right now. So I am going to see all of you next week. Maybe I'll have some original content instead of a retrospective. Or we'll mix some retrospective content in with the original content with the retrospective stuff. I know we have a couple things coming in. I got an unboxing to do. I have a couple other things I need to do. So first up is uploading this episode for all of you to enjoy. So take care, folks. I'll speak to you all next week.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.